Thousands of Puerto Ricans left their homes on the island to live in Connecticut after Hurricane Maria hit last fall. Now, as Puerto Rico slowly recovers from the storm, some are returning home. Connecticut Public Radio's Ryan Karen King spoke with one hurricane evacuee hours before she boarded a flight back to Puerto Rico.
The memory of Hurricane Maria still lives with Carmen Coto.
The hurricane devastated the island. It devastated me. It devastated my family and every family, because opening the door and seeing what we saw, it still brings tears to my eyes.
After the storm, Coto received federal aid to stay at the Red Roof Inn in downtown Hartford with dozens of other hurricane evacuees. She says they supported each other through the trauma of living through the storm and its aftermath.
But the hurricane brought unity, brought laughter. Because of that, we were able to cry together, laugh together, and be successful or fall together, at least at the Red Roof Plus.
Many of the families living in the hotel with Coto were new to the mainland and struggled to find jobs and housing. Before moving to Puerto Rico for health reasons last year, Coto had been a social worker in Hartford for many years, so it was natural for her to step into the role as an advocate, a translator, and a spokesperson at the hotel. She became known there as La Madrina, the godmother. But now, as her federal hotel aid ends, it's time for Coto to go back to the island. She'll be taking care of her elderly parents, who returned there last week. Coto says she wants to help with the recovery effort and prepare for future hurricanes.
Puerto Rico is home. If I am a voice, I'd rather be a voice in Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico, I could speak about the injustice that are happening there. I can assist with whatever I can, however I can. But if I'm not present there to make a difference, then I don't have the right to complain of everything that's happening with Puerto Rico.
Coto says living on the island after Maria will be an adjustment, but she says her time helping others on the mainland has given her strength to take on the new normal of life in Puerto Rico. Ryan Karen King, Connecticut Public Radio.